state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
If there's ever been a little girl in your life at any point, chances are pretty good that Raggedy Ann made her way into your home. The cloth doll with the yarn hair and the button eyes and the candy cane striped stockings has been part of America's toy scene for a century. And as it turns out, Raggedy Ann has some very strong roots in West Michigan. Ann Dake is a curator at the Muskegon Heritage Museum. Ann, tell us, how did Raggedy Ann get those West Michigan roots?
The Raggedy Ann dolls were actually patented by Johnny Gruwell in 1915 in Chicago, and the publishing company who wanted to print the stories in 1918 contacted with the Non-Breakable Toy Company in Muskegon to make the first Raggedy Ann dolls. So the first of them were made right here in Muskegon, and the first 2 years they made over 13,000 dolls, all by hand. They're all a little different, they're all a little unique. And actually, they continued making them until 1926 and made well over, almost 90,000 dolls here in Muskegon.
That's a huge, huge number. Where did Johnny Gruwell get the idea for Raggedy Ann?
Well, the story is that he was an illustrator and a cartoonist, and his daughter, Marcella, found a rag doll in the attic at her grandmother's house. It had been her grandmother's doll, and apparently it was an aunt or something, too. And so they painted a new face on it, and Johnny Gruwell's creative mind started creating stories about the doll, and they named it Raggedy Ann.
And, you know, it's interesting when you talk about things we love, we don't usually use a term like raggedy because it's not generally a compliment. Why do you think the name has worked so well and that it's stuck for nearly a century?
You know, I don't really know. It probably came from the fact that they were rag dolls. And somehow there were other things previous to that that had some kind of a raggedy type in their name, but apparently Marcella, Johnny's daughter, that's what they named the doll. It was Raggedy Ann. And why Ann, I don't know that either, but the name certainly has stuck, and part of it is simply her iconic smile, her joy. Every time you see one, you can't help but smile and be happy.
Ann Dake is with the Muskegon Heritage Museum, and it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.